cup of coffee in the morning and I get the paper.
Whether you love a latte or you like your coffee bitter and black, one thing's clear, more of us than ever are now queuing up for our daily fix of the strong stuff. It's estimated that we Brits consume as much as 70 million cups of coffee a day. And to meet growing demand, this month coffee giant Starbucks have rolled out the newly created British Latte after it found that 60% of its customers didn't think the coffee was strong enough. Luke's one of them. Consuming on average at least 6 cups of double espresso coffee on a daily basis, he's in a league of his own when it comes to caffeine binging. I met him to find out why the coffee buzz has him hooked.
I need to do it. And it's just that mental state where you think, I need a coffee. There's no like, oh, I would like a coffee. I need a coffee. I think it's the caffeine, but I think if you were to ask me, was I addicted to tea or to Diet Coke, I'd say no. It actually hinders me sometimes. The one big thing that I've noticed since I've started drinking this much coffee, that my paranoia levels actually go up.
I would love to have another drink of coffee.
Luke's coffee habit means that he's drinking up to 900 milligrams of caffeine on a daily basis. That's 3 times the recommended amount. But do the rest of us need to worry about the effects of drinking coffee? Coffee's long been a hot topic in health circles, with evidence that coffee reduces the chance of women developing breast cancer and depression, and stopping men from getting Parkinson's. But it's not that straightforward, as coffee also comes with a warning for pregnant women, and there's a reason that the caffeine in it is known to be a drug. Understandably, I'm confused. So I've come to talk to Sophie Lester, who's a nutritionist and senior member of the Royal Society of Medicine.
Coffee is not just caffeine. There are an awful lot of other things in coffee. Particularly, there's a lot of antioxidants that various components of coffee can actually be very beneficial. It's possible to become certainly psychologically addicted to drinking coffee. It becomes a very habit-forming routine, but also physically addicted to the substance caffeine. A lot of people are living very pressured lifestyles at the moment, and there's a sort of perhaps a psychological element to wanting a coffee as a treat or as a pick-me-up as well. Usually, people say that up to about 4 cups a day of average strength coffee should be okay and shouldn't cause any detrimental health effects and may even have some positive benefits.
Not all bad news for us coffee drinkers then. What is clear is that there's still a lot to be learnt about the popular pick-me-up and that the coffee controversy is continuing to hit the headlines. So next time you get to the counter for your daily dose, just remember that age-old saying, all good things in moderation. We might be better known as a country for our tea drinking, but it doesn't look like our appetite for coffee will be stopping anytime soon.